We're going to turn away from our coverage of Egypt for a moment here, and I want to bring you up to date on a sequence of events that actually culminates with today's National Prayer Breakfast, an event annually attended by the president and will be attended by President Obama today. But you may recall that in January, a man by the name of David Kato, a prominent gay rights activist in the nation of Uganda, was bludgeoned to death after his photo appeared in a magazine listing the names, addresses, and photos of gay and lesbian activists in Uganda, with the accompanying headline that read, "Hang Them," part of a very publicly sanctioned anti-gay initiative inside of Uganda, which has links, at least in some sort of anecdotal sense, with a group that inspired the National Prayer Breakfast, the Family, which is a Washington-based fellowship of Christian politicians. Add to that the discovery in the last 24 hours that Ugandan police say authorities have arrested a key suspect in the killing of that gay rights activist, David Kato, who was bludgeoned to death last month. So we've got the investigation underway in Uganda. We've got the controversy over this anti-gay initiative in Uganda and the at least alleged affiliation between the Family, the Washington-based Christian political organization, and the anti-gay initiative in Uganda. Joining us is Pepe Julian Onzima, an activist with the group Sexual Minorities in Uganda. Pepe, first of all, what do you consider to be the significance of this announcement that a suspect has been arrested?
Well, it's good news that someone has been arrested and will be brought to book. But, you know, we're a bit skeptical on how fast that went and how fast, you know, the confession came out. We're a bit skeptical on you know, the motive of the murder.
Gay activist Pepe Julian Onzima in Uganda on the line there. Joining us also, Bishop Gene Robinson, the ninth bishop of the Diocese of New Hampshire in the Episcopal Church of the United States. Of course, the first openly gay bishop in the Episcopal Church and a friend of this program. It's nice to welcome you back, Bishop.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Explain to me precisely what your impression is of the connection between the Family, this Christian organization in Washington, and the National Prayer Breakfast, and this initiative that has resulted in the brutality in Uganda. And what do you want President Obama to do at the prayer breakfast today?
It's very clear that the Family organization is very, very active in Uganda, along with other Christian right evangelicals who have been to Uganda spreading lies about homosexuality, that indeed it's an attempt by Western homosexuals to undermine the Family in Uganda, to exploit and sexually seduce their teenage boys, all of those kinds of things that have been debunked in this country for a long time now. And immediately following those meetings in Uganda, we had David Bahati of the legislature proposing this so-called Kill the Gays bill. What we've seen is an astounding ramping up of inflammatory language and culminating perhaps in this article that you just mentioned, outing gay activists, giving their names and addresses. And then, of course, we have David Kato being murdered. And whether or not it turns out that he was murdered because of that, or as the government currently claims, was a robbery gone wrong, I think we have to connect the dots here. And you can't go to Uganda and light a wildfire and then pretend that it doesn't have consequences.
All right,
and
Bishop,
that is precisely what the Family is doing.
At the National Prayer Breakfast, do you want the president to explicitly criticize the Family group that inspired the breakfast originally? Do you want him to make a point specifically about the death of David Kato? The Family, of course, denies that it has any sort of direct connection between the initiative in Uganda and the death of David Kato and its activities in the United States. What do you want the president to do here?
The president and Secretary Clinton last year mentioned the situation in Uganda. We were very pleased about that. But with David Kato's murder, we feel it's important that this be addressed at the breakfast, hopefully by the president himself. But certainly, you know, this purports to be a prayer breakfast. And what we are calling for is that there be prayers for David Kato, for his family, but also for all of those gay and lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people in Uganda who now literally are hiding for their lives.
Well, let's talk
and
to
Beth. If they goes through, they will be imprisonable, and some of them will be sentenced to death.
Well, Bishop, let's put that question that you've raised directly to Pepe Julien Onzima, who is a gay rights activist in Uganda right now. Do you feel that you are in hiding? Do you feel that your life is in danger and that the president's statement today could protect you in some way?
Well, I think, yeah, we are living in danger. Personally, I've been moving house like over the year, and after the Rolling Stone issues, I was evicted from my house. Right now, I'm speaking to you from my house, but I'm seated in this small room because I'm scared when I hear any noise, you know, like outside my room. Yeah, we are living in fear, not only myself, including my other colleagues. And yes, if the president makes a statement today, I'm hoping that it can change. It can make a change.
Well, we may know later this morning. Pepe Julien Onzima is a gay rights activist in Uganda watching the president at the National Prayer Breakfast and responding with his own fear to the death of David Keita, who died last month. Bishop Gene Robinson, what do you think the president will do before we go?
I think he will continue to do what he has always done, which is to support human rights all around the world. And particularly right now, we believe that he will focus on Uganda.
All right. Bishop Gene Robinson, the ninth bishop of the Diocese of New Hampshire in the Episcopal Church of the United States, first openly gay bishop in the Episcopal Church, talking about hopes that President Obama addresses the David Keita murder in Uganda at today's National Prayer Breakfast.